Long, Mr. Attorney General. Greg Tiller, if you could, obviously the state of Indiana has decided to join the Baker's Dozen other states in this litigation against federal health care law. What exactly are the claims that the state will be filing? Could you make sure just we're attorneys, but a lot of people in our audience may not necessarily be?
Well, joining with the other attorneys general down in the Northern District of Florida, we're allowed to claim not only the unique parts of our challenge in Indiana, but all of the states. So there's two states who have statutes that prohibit requirement of mandated insurance like this new bill does. So this allows me as the Attorney General of Indiana to essentially use the arguments of all in one federal court. So we really benefit by having everybody's claim put forward in a single complaint. It's a lot easier for the courts, and frankly, the costs of litigation will be reduced. The other part is the independent requirements as well as the state sovereignty challenges. So I think the fact that we can bring it all together in one lawsuit, there will be others, but I think the one that I'm joining, I think, gives Indiana the best bang for the buck.
So let's look at those two individual challenges for right now, knowing complaints can be amended down the road. The individual mandate on the Commerce Clause, as we all learned in law school, Congress has the power to regulate channels, instruments, and anything that substantially affects commerce. States require individuals to buy auto insurance. You got to have certain, your house has to meet certain codes. The Commerce Clause impacts our lives on a regular basis. What's different about this individual mandate that your office believes violates the Constitution?
Well, there's two. The question, and I won't say it, I'm not saying that it violates, but I think it needs to be, the question needs to be asked. First, on the individual mandate, never before has the federal government required every individual as a requirement of citizenship to purchase a commercial product in the form of health insurance. The other is in requiring all of the states to participate in this commercial enterprise. Again, it's not a government-run program. These are commercial products that are going to be put into pools. So you've now reached the question of whether the Commerce Clause allows the federal government, and again, I'll admit that the Commerce Clause has been read very broadly, but at some point it runs into the 10th Amendment in allowing the states to still have their own, defend their sovereign authority.
Now, let's say as this legislation moves through, the Justice Department says, Mr. President, forcing the states to participate does violate the Commerce Clause. Congress has changed the law and says, okay, you want the Medicaid dollars, you will participate in this program. Does that change the whole dynamics of at least half the lawsuit?
Well, there could definitely be some changes. That's frankly one of the reasons that I didn't file originally when the other attorneys general filed. I wanted to see what the amendments were going to be. Now that they've got the amendments passed through the House and Senate, there are likely to be other changes. I mean, that's the thing about large-scale federal programs. Even if people like it today or they don't like it today, every Congress comes back, and unfortunately or fortunately, they change it each time. So I think this thing is going to be a work.